This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand with big news from Hollywood. The Oscar nominations were announced this morning. Dreamgirls, the film based on the musical, leads the pack with 8 nominations, but it was shut out of the big categories. No nominations for Best Picture, Director, Actor, or Actress. Joining us to talk about all the Oscar news is Slate movie critic Dana Stevens. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Madeline.
So what about Dreamgirls? It's nominated for all these Oscars and yet not for the big ones. Why?
If there's any surprise in these not very surprising nominations, it might be the dissing of Dreamgirls, if you want to look at it as a dissing. Like you say, it gets these very widely distributed nominations, just not in the sort of, you know, the big fish categories of Best Director and Best Picture. You know, people may want to say, well, look, the only all-black movie, you know, isn't getting recognized in the big categories, but how black a movie is Dreamgirls, really, right? It's based on a stage musical written by 2 white guys. It's directed by a white guy. Yes, it has an all-black cast, but, you know, it's not necessarily the case that black actors were not recognized in the awards overall. You've got Forrest Whitaker and Eddie Murphy and Jimon Hunsu from Blood Diamond.
Well, let's talk about Best Actress, because I found that quite interesting that 3 out of the 5 are, you know, so-called silver foxes, older women, Judi Dench, Helen Mirren, Meryl Streep.
The Oscar voters do like older actors. It's an older bunch that votes for the Academy Awards. And, you know, I think it's often the case that there's at least one veteran actor nominated in every acting category. But it is sort of an unusually old bunch for Best Actress this year.
And we have a clip of tape from Notes on a Scandal. Here's Judi Dench.
Once he's had his fill, he'll discard you like an old rag. You're not young! I say this to help you. End it now.
Dana Stevens, do you think that she'll win? That was quite a performance.
She's fantastic in that movie, which for me was not a successful movie overall, but has 2 wonderful performances from Judi Dench and Cate Blanchett. I don't think she has a chance in the world to win, frankly, because Helen Mirren seems like probably the strongest lock on Best Actress in many years for that role. Maybe the strongest lock since Meryl Streep won for Sophie's Choice or something. I mean, she's due for the award. She's never won an Oscar. And everyone loves The Queen. It's one of those movies that it's impossible not to like. And I have a feeling, in a way, that The Queen may take a lot of awards just by dint of being so agreeable to everyone. You know, I mean, if you don't like extreme violence in movies, you know, you can still love The Queen. Whether you're an Anglophile and a royal fan or not, you love the portrait of that family and the job that she does playing The Queen. So I wouldn't be surprised to see The Queen take not only Best Actress for Helen Mirren, but possibly Best Picture, Best Director for Stephen Frears. I wouldn't think it would sweep all 3 categories, but I think it'll get a lot of recognition.
Okay, moving on to Best Actor. The nominees are Forrest Whitaker for The Last King of Scotland, Will Smith, The Pursuit of Happiness, Peter O'Toole for Venus, Ryan Gosling for Half Nelson, and Leonardo DiCaprio for Blood Diamond. Not for The Departed, but for Blood Diamond. And here's a clip of tape from that movie.
Who do you think buys the stones that I bring out? Dreamy American girls who all want a storybook wedding and a big shiny rock. It's like the ones they see in the advertisements of your politically correct magazine. So please, don't come here and make judgments on me, all right?
Dana, I have to say, I really liked him in that movie, and I think he mastered the accent superbly.
Me too. I'm glad you played that clip, Madeline, because I really liked Leonardo DiCaprio in Blood Diamond, and I've never been a big DiCaprio fan. I thought he was good in The Departed as well, but if there was a moment this year that I thought, wow, Leonardo DiCaprio can really act, it was in that part in Blood Diamond. And not being from Zimbabwe, Rhodesia myself, I'm not sure how accurate his accent was, but I know it sounded utterly authentic, and he really inhabited that character. That said, I don't think he'll be recognized as Best Actor for that role. It just seems like he and Ryan Gosling, who are both wonderful, are there a little bit to flesh out the category. And this one seems to me like it's either going to go to Forrest Whitaker for The Last King of Scotland, or maybe to Peter O'Toole for those reasons we discussed earlier, that the Academy likes to recognize veteran actors, and you don't get much more veteran than Peter O'Toole.
So. That's for sure. Okay, so Best Picture, Babel, The Departed, Letters from Iwo Jima, The Queen, as we mentioned, and Little Miss Sunshine, that's about a family road trip taking a little girl to a beauty pageant in California.
Yeah, Little Miss Sunshine. I mean, it's so nice to see that for me on the Best Picture nominees, because it's one of those movies that really came from behind this year and was a little indie that you looked at it on paper. I remember before going to the screening thinking, a family road trip movie about a dysfunctional, quirky family? This is going to be so sappy and so formula. And I was just delighted by the movie and blown away. And I love to see it having the success that it's had.
Slate.com's movie critic Dana Stevens, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Madeline.